You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Let me just start off by saying this, all right? I'm going to start off by just being very honest with everybody. We're like a family, right? We're like a effing family, the Rico family. I will talk about this game. I will talk about what happened. I'll talk about my experience at the game. We'll break everything down. But I am a goddamn human being. And as a human being, as I sit in traffic getting out of Citi Field, I am sick to my effing stomach, okay? I didn't see it coming. I didn't feel it coming. I didn't think there was any chance it could happen. And after Aaron Judge hit that grand slam home run, I'm just an innocent guy. I'm just on my phone checking how my wife is doing, checking if Pete Hoffman sent me the link, because I knew, hey, let me click on the link and we could do the Rico as soon as I sit in the car. And when I see the bullshit that I saw, I was mortified. That was the worst 25 minutes of my life waiting for this goddamn game to end. Because, look, I'm not going to make this a basketball podcast, but I am going to rant for 5 minutes. You can't trade Mikal Bridges, the only thing worth a damn on this roster, to the goddamn Knicks. You can't do it. Their picks are going to be freaking worthless because they're good. Congratulations. You're good. We suck. And now our rebuild is reliant on the Knicks sucking, which they're not going to do. So look, I'm not anti-trading Mikal Bridges. I think the Nets needed to pick a lane with this franchise and pick a lane with this roster. But to send them to the Knicks for these garbage, I'm sorry, they're garbage picks. And I'm not insulting you. You're good. That's why your picks suck. And to get back once in it, always in it, Bojan Bogdanovic, we can't even get a good young good. We can't get Deuce in this deal. We can't even get that. We just get your treasure trove of crap draft picks. And now I have to live in a world. You think the Nets were irrelevant 10 minutes ago. I got to live in a world in which that phony, and he is a goddamn phony, Mikal Bridges. He is the opposite of a leader. You saw it. You could tell. I called this out a few months ago. He's a follower. He's a Nick because he got bullied by Josh Hart. That's why he's a Nick. I got bullied. Oh, it made me feel bad about myself. If you have balls and you're a leader and you think you're as good as you are, you lead this team to something other than the garbage 37-35 wins they had last year. Less than that. I think it was less than that. So I am just, I'm mortified. That'd be the word. You know, because, and then here's the other thing. First of all, to every single person I know, I don't need your goddamn update. Like, you're the one sending me the text to tell me Mikal Bridges is going to the Knicks. Trust me, I think I found out at some point. So to every goddamn person who wasted their time sending me a text, oh, look what happened. Shut up. Enjoy it with your Knicks fan friends.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
I mean, I could list off the names. Yeah, how you doing? I could list off the names of the douches. Yeah, what's up? How's it going?
How's it going? Just give me at least a knuckle tap.
I'll give you a knuckle tap.
Thanks, Evan. I will see you guys all the time.
We appreciate it.
My construction job, you, Tiki. You guys are awesome.
But you're the best.
How the hell did I end up seeing you, which is amazing?
I'm stuck in traffic.
Have a good one.
Have a good one, man. All right. I'm a good guy, right? Look at me. I put on a good goddamn face for that guy. Yankee fan. Put a good face on for him. So first of all, stop sending me text messages. That's number one. And then number two, the section I'm in, I don't need an update from you. Every goddamn person in that seat. Evan, you hear what? I heard what happened. We all have phones. We live in this technological world now where I know what happened. What a goddamn night this is. So, look, I'll get to the Mets, all right? I did watch a baseball game. I did score a baseball game. But you cannot blame me, okay? You cannot blame me for being just a little petrified and mortified and disgusted and shell-shocked and whatever freaking term you want to use to describe what I just witnessed. And look, at some point, I'll put together more coherent thoughts about the future of that pathetic peasant franchise that I happen to root for. But right now, I'm living in a horrible world. I mean, I am living in a world in which this morning or this afternoon, I see Donovan Mitchell at Citi Field, and I'm like, ooh, let me recruit him. And then I find out that Mikal Bridges, who is an absolute gutless follower, decided to tell the Nets, I'm sad. I don't want to play here because I got bullied by Josh Hart. Go F yourself. I say this to Mikal Bridges. I don't say this to Knicks fans because, like, I got no issue with you. God bless you. I wish you the best. Though I hope you suck because I have your picks. So now you can't blame me for hoping you suck. But what a freaking night. So the last two innings of this baseball game, as the Mets were trying to protect a 9-7 lead, I'm sitting there looking at my dad saying, I can't believe it, bro. I can't believe it. Then I find out they made another trade. They're swapping picks with the Rockets. My head freaking hurts. I got everybody in 319. I was one section over tonight saying, Evan, did you hear what happened? Evan, then I'm walking down the ramp, and I got to hear these two freaks basically breaking down OG Anunoby and Isaiah Hartenstein, and should we re-sign him, and what picks do we have left? I hate this world. And I know it's your world, trust me. I understand that most people listening, I don't know who the hell's listening right now. I get it. It's your world, man. It's your world. I'm just a peasant living in your world, and I understand that. I know my place in the world. Okay? I do. But this sucks. This royally sucks. Now, I've gotten that off my chest. I feel cleansed. I don't feel cleansed. I feel like a piece of shit right now. But let's talk about this baseball game. I got.
It's the amazing Rico Bonilla podcast.
Don't do that. Don't play the freaking intro.
With your host, Evan Roberts.
Are you playing the intro? You're screwing with me, Pete. Tell me you're screwing with me.
It was me. Yes.
All right. That's fine. Touche. I appreciate that. All right. Let me dust myself off. You got to understand why this is painful. All right, you understand that. I ain't a one-trick fan. I'm a Mets fan. I'm a Nets fan. I'm a Jet fan. And sometimes they bleed over. And let's just, there's the last thing I'm going to say, and I'll get to the game. If I ever wrote a My Mets Bible 2, this game would be in that book.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.